As times get tough for many in our area, we're pleased to be able to spotlight another organization that is stepping up here in the community. And we're joined right now by Sally Haddon. Sally is a member of the history faculty at Western Michigan University and co-founder of Feed the Fight Kalamazoo, which has been active in the last few weeks. And Sally is with us here on WKZO to tell us a little more. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, tell us exactly what Feed the Fight Kalamazoo is.
Feed the Fight Kalamazoo is a 100% volunteer organization. And what we do is we take tax-deductible donations from the public. We use the money to purchase meals from local restaurants. And then those meals are delivered by volunteer drivers to healthcare workers and first responders. This supports the restaurants financially, and it lets our healthcare people and emergency responders know that we applaud their courage and want to support them on a daily basis. It's a way for people in Kalamazoo to let them know we've got your back.
In the wake of what's going on in the world around us, and particularly in our community with our two major hospitals here, has it been a busy past couple of weeks for your organization then?
It has been. It has been. The Kalamazoo County numbers are confirming 150-plus new COVID cases a day and climbing. The virus isn't picky, so our organization has been making deliveries. We've made deliveries to a number of different organizations. Today's delivery will go to Pride Care Ambulance, and we delivered a Family Health Care Center, County Dispatch, Bronson, Community Living Options, a number of organizations that are helping our community get through this really tough time.
Sally Haddon is with us on WKZO, co-founder of Feed the Fight Kalamazoo. And how can people help your organization do what it is you're doing here in the community?
Thanks for asking. Go to our website. That's ftfkalamazoo.org, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and give what you can. Each donation, like I said, it's 100% volunteer organization. We don't take any money for ourselves. It all goes, helps our restaurants. It also helps those folks who are fighting COVID on the front line and doing such a great job to keep our community safe.
And of course, restaurants themselves have been struggling mightily during this pandemic. Have you found they've been more than willing to step up and help you out in this project you have going?
Absolutely. This has been a wonderful partnership opportunity. More than 80 restaurants locally have been a partner with us in making the meals that go to our frontline workers. If you visit our website, like I said, ftfkalamazoo.org, you can not only make a donation, you can also see a list of the over 80 restaurants that we've partnered with. It's just too many to name.
Well, that's great to hear. And again, your website address is, one more time,
ftfkalamazoo.org.
For Feed the Fight Kalamazoo, Sally Haddon, co-founder of Feed the Fight Kalamazoo, helping out in this time of need. Thanks for sharing the story with us, and best to you and the rest of those involved in the organization and to everybody contributing. Appreciate your time this morning.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
On 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.